You are listening to Proof Text, a Glossa House podcast exploring scripture and all things related to it. New episodes are released daily. For more information, check out glossahouse.com and subscribe to our channels on Spotify and YouTube. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Proof Text. I am Michael Halcom, and this is a Hebrew vocabulary episode, which means we're focused on growing our Hebrew vocabulary. In today's episode, we're thinking about the Hebrew binyan karav. So this is kof, resh, beit. Kof, resh, beit, karav. And this has the idea of coming near, drawing near, karav. And I don't have a great mnemonic device in mind right now, karav. Yeah, the only thing I can really think of is if you take that karab and you do more like curb and you bring, you know, you go near to a curb. But man, karab, I can't really think of anything else right off the top of my head. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up stepbible.org, and we are, I also think of the karab, like the karab bean that falls. That's a good one, karab, the karab that falls down to the ground. It's like a bean with a little bit of syrup or honey kind of thing in it. And I think that's what John the Baptist was eating, these karab beans, which are also called locust beans in the Middle East. So karab, they fall down and they come near. That's a good one. That's the mnemonic device. So let's pull up stepbible.org and do a search for this. Let me set my keyboard to Hebrew. There we go. Boom. Karav. So you can see to present or come, to approach. Let's go ahead and look at this. We see this first in Genesis 12:11. We have hikariv, and in Genesis 20:4, karav, that lexical form. And Genesis 27:41, yikrevu. In 37:18. Yikrav, in 47:29, vayikrevu. Kind of a fun word to say. In Exodus 3:5, tikrav. And 12:48, Exodus 12:48, yikrav. Exodus 14:10, hikriv. Again, the lexical form in 14:20 of Exodus, karav. Exodus 16:9, kirvu. And in Exodus 22:7. Venikrav. Yep. So as you can see, again, to present or come, to come near, to approach, to enter into, draw near, be brought near. You get the idea with karav, to come near. That karav bean falls off the tree and comes near to us. That's a great way to think of it, at least for me. All right, that's it. Quick, we're done with that. Karav, that's our Hebrew word for today, for the week. We're going to stop there and say, I hope that helps.
Interested in growing your ancient language skills but not sure where to start? Glossa House can help. From illustrated readers and short stories to lexicons and grammars, Glossa House offers a variety of resources for beginning, intermediate, and experienced ancient language learners. Head to glossahouse.com today. Glossa House, language resources for the global community.